Hi, I'm Walter Spires, and we are Hanging on Jesus Every Word. Today we get into the sixth beatitude. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. We have to believe that Jesus was intentional in the way he gave these beatitudes to his disciples. Blessed are the poor in spirit, or those who are humble in heart, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn about their sinful state, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek or the gentle. Again, it's a matter of the heart and the spirit. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. That we want more and more of God's righteousness. Blessed are the merciful. We talked about that last time. Those who want mercy, who are willing to give mercy, and will receive God's mercy. Today, the sixth beatitude, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. What does it mean to be pure in heart? In Psalm 51:10, David cried out to God, "Create in me a pure heart." Some translations say clean heart. It is a desire for those of us who are true disciples of Christ that we would have clean and blameless, guiltless heart. And if we are born again, we had that before God. But sanctification is a process. Sometimes we struggle with thoughts in our hearts, the intentions of our heart. They're evil, they're wicked, they're selfish, they're all these things that we wish they would not be. So it's indeed a process. Considering what Jesus has been teaching all along, we must come to the Father to confess our sins and purify our hearts again and again until ultimately we will see his face. So that's the promise. The pure in heart, they shall see God. And we're told in Revelation, there'll be no more sin. There'll be no more darkness. No need for sun, moon, the stars, anything. The light from the throne of God will be all that heaven needs, the New Jerusalem, where we will spend eternity. And at that point, hallelujah, we will be completely pure in heart, and we will see God for all eternity, hanging on his every word for Christ's sake. Amen. To learn more about how you can become a Christian, grow in your walk with the Lord, donate to help keep this ministry going strong, and receive freely of all the biblical content, video, audio, and written, go to onlyjesus.life. That's onlyjesus.life.